Imagine returning to a company you helped build, only to find its soul missing. This happened to Howard Behar at Starbucks in 2001. Despite impressive growth, the organization had lost sight of its purpose, focusing solely on individual goals. What transformed Starbucks wasn't another efficiency program, but James Autry's servant leadership principles, ideas that fundamentally altered how people related to one another. These principles have influenced countless organizations worldwide, from Fortune 500 companies to small businesses. Why? Because servant leadership addresses something deeper than metrics. It speaks to our fundamental desire for meaning, connection, and purpose at work. It transforms workplaces from competitive battlegrounds into collaborative communities where people thrive. True leadership stems from character, not skills. While management techniques can be taught, leadership emerges from who you are. Your essence manifests through behavior. People know you only by what you do. The focus shifts from what leaders do to who they are being while doing it. Servant leadership rests on five essential ways of being. Be authentic, maintain consistent values regardless of context through self-knowledge and remaining true to yourself. Like the CEO who publicly admitted a mistake and earned organization-wide respect. Be vulnerable. Honestly share feelings and doubts, as when an executive showed emotion while reading farmers' letters, creating a genuine connection. Be accepting. Focus on ideas rather than judging people, treating all ideas as valid for discussion without win-or-loser mentality. Be present. Make your whole self available to prevent employee stress. Try visualizing something positive, closing your eyes, breathing deeply, and smiling. Be useful. Function as a resource, ensuring your people have what they need to succeed. As Autry notes, the more you give power away, the more it flows back to you naturally. Haven't we all seen beautifully framed mission statements gathering dust on office walls? These corporate cliches often fail because companies commission them from agencies rather than involving employees, resulting in forgotten documents. A meaningful organizational vision emerges from three distinct aspects. Purpose describes why the company exists beyond making profit. Profit enables purpose. It isn't the purpose itself. Better Homes and Gardens magazine's purpose was to provide people with ideas, information, and inspiration to help enhance and enrich their family lives. Mission addresses what the company does to fulfill its purpose, where profit becomes relevant by producing something valuable customers will pay for. Unlike purpose, mission can evolve with changing circumstances. Values answer how people work together, forming the foundation of organizational culture, the essential material with which servant leaders shape a community of work. Without shared values, organizations become dysfunctional collections of competitive fiefdoms. The most powerful organizations achieve alignment between personal and organizational visions. When they reinforce each other, work becomes more than a job, it becomes a calling. Like learning to drive requires both technical skills and mindset, servant leadership demands management fundamentals practiced with a service orientation. Not every manager becomes a leader, but every leader needs management knowledge. Some aspiring leaders focus only on the big picture, neglecting essential skills. Think of Washington crossing the Delaware. Workers rowing, managers overseeing, and leaders knowing the destination. The key distinction is practicing management with an attitude of service. Command control managers can't simply evolve into servant leaders. The transition isn't immediate. When managers suddenly announce empowerment initiatives, employees often respond with fear, having been conditioned to hierarchies throughout their lives. Traditional management tools can either build or destroy depending on their application. In servant leadership, job descriptions, performance standards, and appraisals provide clarity rather than control. Job descriptions work best when they evolve collaboratively. Performance standards should be dynamic agreements that allow renegotiation. Performance appraisals should begin with conversation, not paperwork. a transformative technique. When tempted to tell someone what to do, ask instead, "What do you think we should do?" This small shift begins the journey from directing to serving. How often have you sent an email only to have it completely misunderstood? The electronic age has brought convenience, often at the expense of relationships. Servant leaders must maintain human connections while addressing four workplace technology myths. Myth 1. We are more connected. While electronically more connected, we're becoming personally less connected. When implementing a new system, Autry witnessed editors resign rather than struggle with frustrating technology, revealing the conflict between systems and creative people. Myth 2. Electronic tools have made communication better. Electronic tools enable faster information transmission but haven't improved genuine communication. Email excels at sending information but fails at communicating. Real communication often begins only in face-to-face interactions. Myth 3. Central workplaces are becoming obsolete. Despite technological connectivity, humans need community. A successful independent consultant sought to return to organizational work because she missed the creative energy of a workplace environment. Myth 4. Multitasking increases productivity. People don't multitask. Computers do. This terminology dehumanizes the workplace and encourages superficial work, screwing up several things at the same time. Technology remains neutral. It can enhance or distort relationships. Leaders must ensure machines strengthen human connection, not substitute for it. Even in the best environments, problems arise that resist our efforts. Organizations remain fundamentally human, reflecting our strengths and weaknesses. Some people struggle with trust, prefer confrontation, or simply don't care. Servant leadership doesn't promise perfection, but increases the likelihood that problems will be addressed fairly. When delivering negative feedback, don't wait for scheduled reviews. Set a meeting immediately. Approach it as a caring confrontation, demonstrating concern for their success. State the issue directly, then ask why to understand its causes. Firing someone takes away their livelihood and identity. When necessary, remain centered and be generous. Allow input on how the departure is announced and give them time to leave with dignity. When employees face personal challenges, servant leaders balance three priorities: what works for the employee's family, other employees, and the organization. Rather than treating everyone equally, provide fair treatment based on individual needs. Imagine a workplace where managers receive peer reviews to improve listening skills rather than face punishment, where confidential counseling, support groups, meditation classes, and termination review boards examining management's role in employee failures are standard practice. This isn't fantasy. It's Autry's vision of servant leadership in action. His most powerful image? Employees voluntarily working late, not because they're forced to, but because they're committed to something larger than themselves. This is servant leadership's promise, creating not just productive organizations, but meaningful work and fulfilled lives. By focusing on who we are being rather than just what we're doing, balancing technology with human connection, and addressing conflict with compassion rather than power, servant leaders create workplaces where people find purpose. The journey requires courage to be authentic when others wear masks, vulnerability when others project strength, and presence when others are distracted. For those embracing these qualities, the rewards extend beyond business metrics to the heart of what makes work meaningful.